Part 12 of Legendland by Varys, as retold by Lioness, recorded for LibriVox.org by Catherine Menachia. How Bala Lake began. There is a Welsh couplet, still well known in the neighborhood of beautiful Bala Lake in Merionethshire, which translated into English runs, Bala old the lake has had, and Bala new, the lake will have, and land for too. For there is an ages-old belief in the countryside that Bala will continue to grow bigger until it has swallowed up the village of Lanfor, now about a couple of miles from the water's edge. According to the old story, the site of the original town is near the middle of the present lake, at a spot opposite Langour. There, years and years ago, a peaceful community lived a happy, prosperous life, and their houses clustering around a well called Ffynnon Gwyer, or Gower's Well. Only one very important thing had these long-ago people to remember, and that was to cover up their well every night, otherwise, as they knew from their fathers and grandfathers before them, the spirit of the well would grow angry with them and wreak some dire punishment upon them. But one night, after some special festivities, the guardian of the well forgot his task. Too late, this omission was discovered, for as soon as the last inhabitant was in bed, the well began to gush forth water. Soon the whole village was in a state of alarm. The quickly rising waters began to flow into the cottages, and young and old rushed to the Ffynnon Gower, which they realized was the cause of their distress. There they saw a great stream of water gushing upward. In their anger, they called upon the negligent guardian, but he, seeing the harm that he had come of his forgetfulness, had fled, though it is said he did not escape the angry waters, for they overtook him and drowned him miserably. A frenzied effort was made to cover up the well and stop the unwelcome flow, but it was useless, and the people of Old Bala had to escape as best they could to higher ground. When morning broke, they looked out to where their homes had been and saw, instead of their fields and houses, a great lake 3 miles long and a mile wide. Today, the lake is 5 miles long, and they say that on clear days, when its surface is absolutely calm, you may see at the bottom, off Langour, the ruins and chimneys of the old town that was overwhelmed so long ago. And, as old couplet tells, they say, too, that the spirit of Gower's Well is not yet appeased. On stormy days, water appears to ooze up through the ground at New Bala, which is built at the lower end of the lake, and someday they believe that, too, will be swamped and the waters will cover the valley as far down as Lanfor. Lyn Tegid is the old name for Bala Lake. It means the Lake of Beauty, and Bala well deserves that title. Its shores are verdant and beautifully wooded, commanding in many places magnificent distant views of the mountains which encircle it only a few miles away. Its waters teem with fish, trout up to 14 pounds, and pike twice as big have been caught there. But the fly fisher must not expect always such giants. There is salmon fishing to be had in the Tuaran River in September. In the neighborhood are places of wonderful beauty. Dodgely, nestling beneath great Cater Idris, is easily accessible, as also is that charming seaside town of Barmouth. Wiltshire Groves, one of the finest mountain passes in the Principality, is only 10 miles away, and an easy excursion takes one across another very beautiful pass to Lake Vyrnwy, which gives to Liverpool its splendid water supply and provides anglers with magnificent baskets of Loch Leven trout. All around in a paradise for artists and fishermen, and a country rich in mountain streams, wild woods, and wide, far views unbeaten in any part of Wales. End of How Bala Lake Began. This recording is in the public domain, recording by Catherine Menachia.